Welcome to the Bearing Fruit Podcast, where we will be discussing the simplicity of Christianity. This is a production of Simply Free Church in Lanark, Illinois. Now here's your host, Pastor Glenn Scott.
Good morning. I wanted to start out the new year and kind of guide you along, kind of simply, kind of elementary level stuff. And I talked to you about God promising stuff, and last week we talked about a pop quiz, you know, and what makes you think it's all about you. And I was talking to my sister. I got to give my sister a little credit here. I was talking to my sister, and we were talking about the snowstorm, and I got caught in this snowstorm, and I couldn't go any further. And it was back when we had like bag phones. Does anybody remember that? Kind of worked, kind of didn't, you know. I was trying to get to Pecatonica, and on Pecatonica Road, I turned off Highway 75. We had been stuck on Highway 75 because there had been an accident, and of course, we just had to sit there, and the snow just blew and drifted all around the cars. We finally got going, and I got down to Peck Road and turned, and I just couldn't go any further. I was nervous. I didn't know what I was going to do. My bag phone wasn't working, and I pulled into the first driveway I saw, and I haven't got a clue who they were or where their driveway was at, but I went clear up and around. I went around this tree. I hope there wasn't a flower garden there or something, you know, and came back down to the bottom of the driveway. It was kind of at a slope and stopped and just sat there and wondered what I was going to do. I got to finish the story before I get to my point. I thought, I'm going to have to wait for a plow to go by or something, or if I just have to sit here. I had plenty of gas. I wasn't in any harm. And pretty soon, this little white car. I mean, I had a four-wheel drive truck, and I was done. I stopped. I saw this little white car go by. And in an instant, I thought, I got to follow that car. I have got to keep my eyes on the taillights, you know. And they were going fast. And I thought, okay, if we crash, we're both crashing together, because I was right on her butt. And I say her, because when we got to town, that car pulled over, and I went by, and it was a little old lady. I felt like the biggest fool ever. But then I got to thinking, okay, was this a blessing? Was this an angel? You know, it guided me. I couldn't see anything. You know, this little white car, I mean, like one of these little Hyundais or something. It was silly. I'm sorry if you got one. I don't mean. Okay, so my sister said, well, at least you were positioned for a blessing. Are you positioning yourself for a blessing? That really got me thinking. I got downhill. I'm not trying to take a bunch of credit here. I got downhill. I got to where I could see well. And sure enough, if this was an angel or whatever it was, went by, at least I was ready. I could have been clear up in that yard. I could have been stuck uphill. I could have been sitting where I couldn't see the road. But this little white car with a little old gray-haired lady, in fact, it was kind of that blue, you know, was going so fast and got me clear to town. And I was just hammering it. I just tried to keep up with her. If she goes in the ditch, we're both going in the ditch. She was going so fast that when her headlights would start to kind of get away, I got scared. I thought, okay, if I slow down now, I'm only halfway. So I let her rip. And I had positioned myself to at least receive if a blessing was going to come. And that's what I want to talk to you about. As we go into this new year, and I talk to you about following God and seek Him first, and then if you got some deals you got to work with, go slow. You know, baby steps. If you go too fast, you're going to get burnt out, something bad's going to happen, and you'll be like the seed that falls on the rocky ground, and you'll fall away. Well, this week I want to talk to you about whether you're actually in a position for a blessing. This is what most people come to Christianity for. They come to Christ because there's a hurt or a pain or tragedy or trauma, drama, whatever it is. This is what brings people to Christ. It's always kind of a last resort. You know, it's the people that have hit bottom. Are you in a position for a blessing? They're out there, and they happen all the time. In fact, so many happen that you don't even know about. Think about the intelligence of God and the plan that he has for you and why some days you turn a different way or you get a thought to do something. You know, what are you in a position to receive? And it really is huge. I had at least got myself in a position where if an angel or a little old lady was going to come along, I was ready, and I made it. And I kind of loved the story. I felt like a little girl for a while. I was sitting alongside the road, and when that little white car went by, I thought, you got to be kidding me. But this was my best shot, and I took advantage of it. Are you in a position to receive a blessing? Everybody wants one. This is part of the benefits of following Christ, right? Of being a believer in God. Is most people want the blessings that he promises. And a lot of times they don't receive them and they fall away. They head into it too fast. They try to run instead of doing the baby steps. And they don't see things that are happening. They don't understand the blessing. And I want you this week to get yourself in a position so that you're ready for one. We just let them go by because I could have pulled up that driveway and sat uphill and just sat there and just waited it out. I could have been there overnight. I don't know when somebody would have came. But I got myself in a position to where I was ready. And that's what I want you to do this week. I need you to get in a position to receive the blessings that God has for you. Let's talk about, first of all, how people block this position. And, you know, some of this stuff is pretty standard. Unbelief. It's kind of a doubt. You don't really believe. You don't really have this faith. And there's different levels of faith, but this faith is a certainty that you have. It's not a likelihood. It's a certainty. What do we call it? An expectation. If you think that it's going to be just a wishful thinking, your faith is not where it needs to be. I've told a lot of people before, my oldest daughter had this imaginary friend, and I'm not very good with that. I never had much of an imagination. And she had an imaginary friend. I came in one day, and I was tired, and I plopped down on the couch, and she let out a scream, "You're sitting on Tasha." Tasha was her imaginary friend. And I looked at her like, "You got to be kidding me." Well, I got up just because I didn't want to argue about it. You know, I don't want to wreck this kid's hopes. But yeah, there wasn't anybody there. But this face she had, we actually used to kind of bait her. We would put things around and say, "We think Tasha left that." So I was kind of enabling this whole thing. I laughed about it. Kelly didn't think it was so funny, but she had this childlike faith that this Tasha was real and I had just killed her. And the way she acted, you know, I wondered whether she needed to go to the hospital or what. I mean, she was really freaked out that I had set on Tasha. I didn't believe enough in Tasha. She did. Do you believe? Just because you can't see something? How about fear? Now, this fear isn't the trembling fear. This fear is more of a doubt. It's an embarrassment. You don't want your friends to know. You see, you're really not in a position where you want to let everybody know that you've been going to church and reading your Bible and stuff like that. It's just, you know, somebody comes over, you got to put that stuff away. You're afraid. You're afraid of being a believer. These are the things that blocks it. Pride is the biggest one. And I'll simplify this for you too. I can do it by myself. This is very prideful when we're talking about God. I don't need God to do this. I can do it myself. Well, that didn't work out very well for me. So maybe it works out for you guys. But this is actually why it's hard for the rich to come to Christ, because they can do a lot of things that a lot of us can't do, and they don't need a God because they can do it. This is why it says that it's easier to put, what, a camel through the eye of a needle than to bring a rich person to Christ. They don't need it. Their pride is so huge. How about greed, immorality, idolatry, unforgiveness? This stops a lot of us from receiving what God has for us. We just can't get there. And too many of you think that this is some lovey-feely, emotional thing, and to forgive somebody means you have to be their best buddy and hug them all the time and send them Christmas cards. And that's not what it means. It means that they don't owe you anything anymore. It's the releasing of a debt. And our unforgiveness really hinders us from getting what God has for us. You're not in a good position to receive a blessing if you think that way. You just can't forgive somebody. Now, I know that it's very hard. I'm going to tell you how hard it is. Christ hung on a cross for hours. That's how hard forgiveness is. That's how hard it was for the Father God to forgive you. So don't think it's something that's easy. But also, don't get it mistaken with you have to be this chummy, buddy, kumbaya kind of relationship with somebody. If you just simply say, you know what? They don't owe me anything. I don't want anything from them. That's actually forgiveness. That will put you in a position where you can start to receive the blessing of God. Judgment, slander, and of course I got to say this one, sin. Sin gets in the way of God blessing us. It does. So you can block God from really giving you the blessings that you're looking for. Or, as a good father, would he say that you're not in a position to receive these? Now, I'll take this back to parents and children. And you understand, right, when your kid's not doing what you want them to do or they're not doing with something the right way. Maybe you gave them something and they didn't use it the way it was intended. You know, are you going to do it again? How many times do you keep doing this before you say, enough? You are not doing with the stuff that I gave you the way I intended it to be. Does that happen to you? As a parent, you should understand this. Maybe you've given your kids everything they've ever wanted. They usually turn out to be a piece of work. Right? I was a spoiled little rotten brat. I was the youngest of four siblings, and I was the only boy. It's kind of like Dad just kept trying until he got the boy, right? And he got this. Not sure he was real happy about it. Are you in a position to receive a blessing from God? Are you prepared? Are you watching? You know, some of these dance moms or whatever, you'll understand when somebody says, places everybody, positions everybody. Where are you supposed to be in this plan? Is it a specific place? I talked to somebody this week, and we talked about the Great Commission, and Amy Simmons was so spot on with this. It actually says Matthew 28, 18 through 20, it's just part of it. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. This is Jesus speaking. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. That word go, what does that mean to you? And a lot of people translate this wrong. It's more of just a way of living. Go, send off. Go do it. It's not a destination you're going to. It's not a mission, a specific place that you go to. It's an everyday way of life. Go and make disciples. Are you? Are you in a position where you are sent to do what God has asked you to do? Go away from here and go live like I told you to live. Because that's where the blessings come from. And we get them so mixed up. Here are some things that we can do to position ourselves and put ourselves in a place where God can bless us. First of all, let's go back to our other list too. We need to believe. And we need to have this certainty, an unexpected expectation. An unexpected. The expectation is so much greater than just a certainty or wishful thinking. You need to believe that you are in a position for a blessing. You need to be worthy of it and ready to receive it. You need to trust him. You need to humble yourself. You need to repent. Now, this repentance, a lot of people put a lot of remorse into this. I'm not so much that way. My opinion is more of you just change your ways. I used to do this. Now I do this. I used to talk this way. Now I talk this way. This is how I used to think. Now I think this way. This is what I used to do. Now I don't do it. Or I do it this way. This is repentance, is to change your ways, to change your mind. It's not so much that you have to sit around and weep and sackcloth and ashes and all this kind of stuff. It's a way of thinking. And he says, go and make disciples. This is a way that you would go. I used to go this way. Now I go this way. Forgive. Unforgiveness blocks this. Forgiveness opens this up to what God has for you. And like I say, it might be really hard. I tried to get some people to do it the other day, try to reach out to somebody that they had had a relationship with, and something happened. It just wasn't where it used to be. It just is a little bit different. And they sent me a message and said, hey, I tried that. You know, I can't wait to see how this goes. Well, if you've tried, then you are considered what the Bible says, blameless. You can't blame me. You tried. But a lot of times it opens up something that really was so minimal and foolish. You know, there doesn't need to be a whole bunch of forgiveness and I'm sorry and a crying and everything. If you would just reach out, if you make the attempt, put some effort into it. This is what God wants from us, to love one another. And it's agape love, not a phileo love or filial, however you say. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. There's different kinds of loves. Has anybody tried it? I know a couple of you did. But you see, you don't want to. You don't want to put that kind of effort into this whole Christianity thing. You don't want to forgive. You don't want to try to reconcile an old relationship. And I'm not trying to get you to dig up old stuff and call up your exes or something. I don't mean to open up a can of worms. But have you even tried? Because this is putting yourself in a position to receive a blessing from God, but you won't put any effort into it, and you're not going to be in a position to receive. It's a mindset. It's a state of mind that you get into. Christianity is a discipline in my eyes. Now, the military people here will understand this. The military has a discipline. This is how we do it. How about somebody that has is employed, and maybe they'll have like a handbook. These are the rules. This is how we do it. Oh, you're all good with following those rules. You might complain about them, but you do them because you want the reward. But you won't follow Christ's discipline and be in a position to receive the reward. This is what happens to us. We don't want to put any, we just want to rub the lamp. Rub the lamp and have Christ come out and grant us three wishes whenever we want them. And then go do whatever you want to do. Live however you want to live. And that is not a position to receive a blessing from God. And you know this. So why do we complain when God is not answering our prayers? It's because we've fallen into the category of blocking this position to receive. Or you can do more of what he says. Try your best, and it will put you in a position where now you can see them. They'll be revealed to you. Be so much clearer. It's a better way of life. It's a discipline that you live by. You military guys, if you're, I don't know what all these ranks are, but if a major said something, oh, you salute them, and we got any military guys right up here, you do all the stuff, sir, yes, sir, you know, and you're afraid, but you're not afraid of God. And he tells us to do some things that are probably easier than what you've gone through in the military. An employer. Most of you will do whatever your employer says because you want the job, you want the reward, you want the paycheck. Oh, yeah, you grumble about it and stuff, but you do it. And you feel you have to because you want the reward. You want what you're deserved. But you won't live God's way. Luke 6:38. Give. Now, I'm going to explain that in a minute. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, you will be measured. Might have been a different paraphrase up there. Give doesn't mean money. Give means to serve, to love somebody, agape, to put somebody else first. And this is when you get it back. And this pressed down and shaken, the farmers would have to leave a little extra along the ends for the people that were in need. And they would come out with their bags. And this is what this is talking about. They're in need and they come there and they're stuffing and they're pressed down and shaken. You understand how to get more into something until it's overflowing and thrown into your lap. Isn't that the blessing that you want? So you need to give. Now, this doesn't mean money. This means do what he says. It means the go. It means do, love, forgive, follow Christ's discipline. That's when you'll receive the blessing. And we just will not put ourselves in a position for it. When you want to get in a position to receive from somebody, and I don't know about you, but my best thing that I can do is spend time with them. When I spend time with somebody, I receive so much more. Again, I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about blessings. I know them. When your children come to you and say, I need something, and they sit down and talk about it, they're in your presence, this is putting yourself in a position to receive a blessing, is to spend time with God. And it's not that hard. But we won't take just a few minutes out of the day to read some scripture, do a little praying, come before him. This is a position where now you're ready to receive. The radio station you listen to, it gets you in a position where you now can understand what he's trying to do. It becomes more clear. So I'll ask you again. Are you in a position that you are ready to receive? Or are you in a position that is actually stopping the blessings from coming and then you just want to whine about it? I'm gonna show you a little something. I got a bag right here. Oh, isn't this weird? Oh, you think you're getting the whole bag? No, you don't, huh? There's a pair of Simply Free sunglasses. Right? Here's a t-shirt. I think the back of these say it might get loud. Right? You got any of these? You got a t-shirt? You got one that says, I got hammer at Simply Free Church?
I do.
You got one too? I have another one. I don't want to go back too far, you see. These people are in a position for a blessing. I'm not going clear back there. Right up front. They want to feel the spit from my mouth. Nobody wants to sit in the front row. You're not positioned that well. You want sunglasses?
Sure.
Yeah. You can have that one too. You guys got t-shirts? You don't? The hammered ones? I got hammered at Simply. Well, let me hammer you. Oh, stop that. I don't know what I have. I have more in the office. Just take that if it's not right.
Thank you.
Put yourself in a position. Mark, I think that's a Simply Free. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a Simply. Neil, I'm sorry. Oh, you guys. You've been in a position before. All right, take something and pass this down. You're all in a position to receive something. Daisy, right? These people were all in a position to receive something. I love them, and I have something for them. Where's Cheddar? Cheddar, are you in a position to receive a doggy treat? Are you in a position to be blessed? I tried blessing people today, that the ones that were up front, because I'm too lazy to go clear back there. But these people are in a position where they want to see the words clear. I don't know why they would want to hear my words, but they're right up front here. Why are they right up front? Are you in a position to receive a blessing? Are you spending time with God? Are you close to him? Tell him what's going on in your life. Talk to him. Worship him. Will the worship team get ready? Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. You need to seek God. That puts you in a position for a blessing. But we won't take the time to do it. How are you going to do it? Let me know. Send me a text, whatever you did. Let me know what you tried to do to get closer to God. Because the closer you are and the better relationship you have, you'll be in a better position to receive a blessing. You know, if somebody comes in and needs something, yeah, I'm willing to help. But if somebody comes in here and I love them, absolutely. What do you need? Now, don't be calling me all week. Seriously, think about it. Isn't this how it goes? Those that you love, you will help right away. The other ones, okay, you know, I will, but don't expect this a lot. Am I being too bold here? Am I the only parent that thinks this way? Daisy will probably not get another one of these treats because of the way she acted when I gave her that one. I have another one. Hey, Daisy. You wouldn't do anything I say. Come here. She's positioning herself very slowly. Come here. You want this? You want this? Sit down. Good job. She positioned herself for a blessing. Are you? Are you ready? I got one other one here. Martha and Mary is a story in the Bible. Mary was in a position where Jesus said, I like her here. Leave her there. Martha was doing all the work and wanted Jesus to get her. Jesus is calling. And Mary was at his feet, worshiping him. She was right where he wanted her. Are you in that kind of position? How about Joshua when they get ready to cross the Jordan River? They got all this stuff. In fact, it sounds silly, right? But they put themselves in a position. Moses had been wandering with the people for 40 years. And why do you think that is? They wouldn't do what he said. They weren't obedient. They had idols. They were not in a position to take the blessing that he had. He promised them this blessing and they wouldn't take it. They just were miserable all the time. But then Joshua gets to lead the people because God tells Moses, you will not see the promised land because of what you did. So Joshua gets the instructions. Now this sounds really foolish, right? I'm just going to read some of this. March around the city once with all of your armed men. Do this for 6 days. On the seventh day, the priests will carry trumpets and horns in front of the covenant, the Ark of the Covenant. On the seventh day, they were supposed to walk around the city 7 times, and when the horns blew, they were all supposed to shout, and the walls would come down. Would you do that? If he asked you to do that, or would you say, that's just stupid. I'm not doing that. But they were in a position to receive this. They did exactly what God asked them to do. They were in a position, the walls came down, they went in, they took over the city. How about this one? Jesus is speaking this. You should all understand this. Everyone who hears my words, and I've lost my water. Everyone who hears my words, the words of mine, and does them will be like the wise man who built his house on the rock. When the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on the house, did it not fall? It did not, because it had been formed on the rock. You see, they positioned this right. The other one builds the house on the sand. And when the rains come and the winds blew, it went down. When you position yourself, you can receive the blessing. Over and over and over again, there are stories in the Bible about people that did what God asked them to do, and they were blessed for it. Why don't you? Why don't you at least try it? We're going into this new year. I'm kind of trying to bring you in kind of slow. I'm not saying everything's going to happen right away, but why don't you try this discipline? You'll do whatever your boss says to do because there's a reward. there's a reward for following Christ too. And he's got a lot of things that he wants you to do. And if you think about it, they're not really too hard. But do you want the blessing? You want the blessing? All you got to do is be somewhat obedient, as best that you can. And it's not that hard. It might hurt a little bit, the forgiveness and stuff like that, but you need to get close to him. I want to tell you something that's probably not going to make very many of you happy. There are 8 chairs up here, and I was prepared to give anybody that sat in one $100. You're not close enough. Nobody even got up and moved there. Now, right? If you're close to God and know who he is, you are in a position to give him a blessing. I'm sorry, for him to give you a blessing. This is what he wants. He is for you. He's not against you. And when you understand the forgiveness that he gives you, you forgive other people. This forgiveness, what do they say, is like honey on my lips and a symphony to my ears. What's the other one? Well, it's in this song. Let's pray. Father God, Father God, we thank you so much. God, we just want to get closer to you. We want to know you better. And thank you for always being for us. You want the best for us. You want to bless us. You want to pour out in abundance that's more than we can even imagine or think. God, to you be all the glory forever and ever. And God, help us to be in that position this week and to watch for what you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen.